InternetCases.com podcast, May 13th, 2005.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this edition of the InternetCases.com podcast, coming to you in MP3 from Chicago, Illinois, USA. I'm attorney Evan Brown, and I'm the author of the weblog found at InternetCases.com. Thanks for tuning in. I'd like to discuss with you a recent case from the state appellate court in Michigan called People v. Schilke. It's a case involving computer crime, and you may have read about it in a weblog posting on InternetCases.com titled, Microsoft Website Unreliable as a Matter of Law. Admittedly, the headline to this story is a bit of an exaggeration. The court wasn't trying to give Microsoft a hard time or be critical of its software. Instead, part of the court's ruling involved the issue of the trial procedure known as judicial notice. The court ruled that from an evidentiary standpoint, information on Microsoft's website couldn't be assumed as true without adequate proof. Here's a little bit of background about the case that will hopefully make it a bit more understandable. When the defendant was fired from her job as technical analyst for a company called EMS, she was mad, and the parting wasn't amicable. In fact, the police had to come to the office and escort the defendant to her car. But it didn't end there. Schilke went home, and without authorization, she accessed the company's network and changed the administrative password and deleted a bunch of user accounts. She was later arrested and charged under Michigan law with unauthorized access to a computer. The jury convicted her. Schilke was also accused of deleting the network's event log. She denied this, though. At trial, to explain where the missing information had gone, Schilke argued that a known defect in a certain Microsoft program caused corruption of the event log files. Apparently, Schilke had no way of proving that it was the Microsoft program that caused the loss of the data, so she turned to the Microsoft website to provide an explanation. She asked the court to take judicial notice of the information about the topic on the website. So what is judicial notice? Essentially, it's a substitute for evidence. It's mostly used when a party wants to prove a commonly known fact. For obvious facts, it's much more efficient for a judge to simply allow a jury to believe a certain fact without making the parties to a case put a witness on the stand to prove that the fact is true. A textbook example of the application of judicial notice would be the question of, on what date did the full moon occur last month? You can look this up in the Farmer's Almanac, and it really can't be disputed. If the issue of when the moon was full is relevant to a case, a judge can simply instruct the jury to take the date found in the Farmer's Almanac as true. When it does this, the court is taking judicial notice of the fact. But what court case wouldn't be complete without a little bit of legalese? The court described it this way. For judicial notice to be proper, a fact must be one not subject to reasonable dispute in that it is either 1. Generally known within the territorial jurisdiction of the trial court, or 2. Capable of accurate and ready determination by resort to sources whose accuracy cannot reasonably be questioned. Applying this analysis, the trial court had found that the event logs issue was not capable of accurate and ready determination. It also found that the Microsoft website wasn't a source whose accuracy could not reasonably be questioned. Thus, without more proof, it would have been improper for the judge to instruct the jury that the information on the Microsoft website was true. So the appellate court affirmed the trial court, holding that it did not err when it refused to take judicial notice of the Microsoft website. The court affirmed the defendant's conviction and sentence. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Thanks for listening. Remember, all that I've said here is merely for your entertainment and information. If you need legal advice, please personally consult with an attorney. For more information on the music you're hearing, check out today's show notes. And as always, please send your comments to ebrown@internetcases.com. I'll talk to you again next Friday.